You're listening to the Grow Great Daily Brief, number 215, for Tuesday, May the 28th, 2019. Freedom to Learn. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. The website is growgreat.com. Yesterday was Memorial Day here in America, and that makes it a fitting week to focus on freedom. Today, let's consider our freedom to learn. As entrepreneurs, business owners, executives, and leaders, we should be on the front line of learning. Every day in our organizations, we are challenging people to improve. So it only makes sense that we step up as leaders and show folks the way. Here, you often will listen to me speak about LUG, L-U-G, learning, understanding, and growth. And like most quips, it's an oversimplification perhaps, but I hope that it will help you remember. Simply put, leaders, the very best ones, are learners. And I'm not talking about formal education. I really don't care about that. The best schools on the planet don't produce leaders. Leaders emerge from every dark corner and every bright mountaintop around the planet. Jack Welch observed five traits of leadership, three of which he asserts a person either has or he doesn't. So Jack believes two of the five traits can be learned. The others, he believes, are innate. The innate ones are positive energy, the ability to energize others, and passion. The other two, edge and the talent to execute, he believes are largely learned. Well, he argues that positive energy and the ability to energize others, it's just largely hardwired. It's personality. And likewise with passion. People seem to have an intensity or a curiosity, or they don't. And so these traits are really part of a person, or they're not. Welch believes that leaders don't exhibit a lack of energy or negative energy. They have positive energy built in, and it influences other people around them. Their positive energy is infectious, contagious, and it attracts team members, and it helps energize the people to accomplish whatever it is the organization is seeking to accomplish. Edge is how Welch describes a leader's capability of making tough decisions. Leaders don't waffle. They give distinct, decisive answers. They're intent on learning what they can in order to make the right decision more often than not. And leaders get things done. They learn how to implement. It's not enough to decide. You got to follow through. Otherwise, it's all just talk. Leaders care about themselves, their people, their goals, their organizations, their markets, and great leaders care about their customer base as well. And that passion is what drives them to excel. Now, I don't take issue with Jack, mostly because I remain a big fan of Jack Welch and his work. But don't let this list get in your way of pursuing learning. You are free to learn. Embrace that. Believe it. Can we change who we are? Sure. I mean, if you don't believe that, then we don't believe that growth and improvement are possible. The degree to which we can change, okay, that's largely individual and very personal. Some might be able to change dramatically, others not so much. I might argue that it likely has very little to do with ability as much as it does willingness, the catalyst for our change. It plays a big part. Yesterday, during Memorial Day, I was binge-watching Vietnam in HD over on the History Channel. I've seen this series before, but since I was a child of the 1970s, I have had a fascination with that war because I grew up watching Walter Cronkite on the evening news report the body count and show various war correspondents submit reports. And as I watched these stories of life-changing experiences, I once again realized how people's lives are forever altered. Young men who escaped physically whole from that war, not unlike young men from any other war, I suppose, it altered their lives, and some very dramatically. Sunday night, CBS News 60 Minutes did a Memorial Day report on a story that first aired some years ago. I recall seeing it a couple of years ago. It featured a ridiculously talented Green Beret commander, Derek Anderson. Anderson was accused of being a poor, ineffective commander who caused the death of his own men from friendly fire. It seems the accusation is an easy out for the military, but it has certainly changed Derek's life. After serving, he entered law school, where he aspires to serve people navigating accusations much like the ones that he had to endure. I don't know what Derek's going to do now that he has graduated from law school, but I suspect his experience in being falsely accused is driving major changes in his ambitions. And so it goes. We are likely capable of so much more than we will ever realize, and hopefully our lives won't require some drastic life-altering event to force it on us. We're free to learn by simply making up our minds that we want to learn. Well, the question is, what? What are we going to learn? Well, that's for you to decide. That's for you to figure out. But let me end today's episode with a few suggestions. Learn all you can about yourself. Learn all you can about others. Figuring out what makes people tick, first and foremost, what makes you tick, and why, it's highly valuable. Not so you can judge other people, but so that you can take the next step, the one that we'll talk about tomorrow, and that is understand people. Learn how to make better decisions. Learn to get better evidence. Commit yourself to evidence-based leadership where you don't forego your gut or your emotions, but you gather facts to prove whether your gut may be right or not. Learn all you can about your customers. What do they most want? What makes them happy? Be curious enough to learn all that you can about you and your ability to successfully interact with others. You're free to learn whatever you'd like. Embrace that freedom and dive into it today. Don't wait until something external drives your direction. Make up your mind that forward is the direction you want to go and learn how to move faster in that direction so that you can go as far as possible and help take others with you. Be well, do good, grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. Speaking of moving further, faster, and going in the positive direction, are you a U.S.-based small business owner? You interested in being part of a 7-member online mastermind group? Then go check out thepeeradvantage.com. Thepeeradvantage.com. I'm currently enrolling just 7, count them, just 7 U.S.-based small business owners, U.S.-based only because I'm wanting to manage time zones. So go visit thepeeradvantage.com for more information. And tomorrow we will continue this series on freedom. And Lord willing, we'll talk about the freedom to understand. See you then.